Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's episode of NXT broadcast live on the USA Network. In the main event, Wes Lee was successful in his first televised defense of the NXT North American Championship, pinning former champion Carmelo Hayes following a Fisherman Michinoku driver. Following the match, Lee was attacked by a returning Dijak, who had last been seen on the main roster as T-Bar of Retribution.
It's Dijak!
Ooh.
Dijak is back, and he just laid out the North American champion. Dijak has brought his brand of justice to NXT.
Prior to his run on the main roster, Dijak had previously wrestled in NXT from 2017 to 2020 as Dominik Dijakovic and as Christopher Dijak. NXT Tag Team Champions Pretty Deadly were also successful in retaining their gold, beating Chase University when Elton Prince of Pretty Deadly pinned Andre Chase. The show featured the return to TV of Sydney Bateman, previously known in the ring as Reggie, now working under a mask as Scripps, a character that had been built up during several weeks of vignettes. In his first match as Scripps, he defeated Guru Raj. Bateman was last seen as Reggie, losing to Shelton Benjamin on the September 5th episode of WWE Main Event. In other results, Wendy Chu pinned Cora Jade, Ivy Nile beat Kiana James by submission, and Zoe Stark defeated Sol Ruka. Following the match, Stark continued to attack Ruka, but was run off by her former tag team partner, Nikita Lyons. In WWE news, next week's post-Survivor Series edition of SmackDown from the Key Bake Center in Buffalo, New York, will air live on the FS1 Cable Sports Network rather than on the Fox Network, according to an official announcement. The move is being made as Fox is contractually obligated to carry the Pac-12 Conference College Football Championship game. In ratings news, Monday Night Raw this week held steady with last week's episode, drawing an average of 1.646 million viewers to the USA Network, compared to 1.648 million last week. That's according to Showbuzz Daily. The program lost viewers as the show went on, with Hour 1 drawing 1.831 million, Hour 2 falling to 1.641 million, and the final hour dropping to 1.467 million. In the key 18-to-49-year-old demographic, the episode scored a 0.41 rating, which represents 535,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. That's down 6.81% from last week's 0.44 key demo rating. Monday Night Raw came in 7th for the evening on cable TV in the demo, while it was ranked 18th in overall viewership. Post Wrestling reports that in Canada, Raw averaged 153,000 English-language viewers and 88,000 in the 25-to-54-year-old demographic on Rogers Sportsnet 360. Overall viewership was down, but the demo rating was slightly up. Looking at ticket sales, Survivor Series is a near sellout at the TD Garden Arena in Boston with 12,735 tickets distributed and only 183 remaining as of a report yesterday afternoon on WrestleTix. The premium live event takes place Saturday evening, streaming on Peacock and the WWE Network. In New Japan news, Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows of WWE's OC announced on Anderson's Instagram yesterday that Anderson would be appearing at the December 14th New Japan show at Sendai Sun Plaza Hall in Miyagi, Japan, which is the final date of New Japan's World Tag League series. Anderson has not wrestled for New Japan since signing with WWE last month, despite still holding New Japan's Never Openweight Championship, which he won from Tama Tonga last June. Anderson and Gallows had previously clashed with New Japan earlier this month when they purposely no-showed a scheduled Anderson title defense at a New Japan card in order to appear at WWE's Crown Jewel event in Saudi Arabia. New Japan also announced the CMLL-based talent for their 11th annual Fantastica Mania Tour, which begins in February. Mystico, Volador Jr., Soberano Jr., Dulce Gardenia, Rey Cometa, Ultimo Guerrero, Hechicero, Atlantis Jr., Templario, Barbaro Cavernario, Okamura, Magia Blanca, Suicida, and El Hijo del Villano 3 will be heading over to Japan for the tour that begins on February 22nd. Those 14 men join Titan, who's been wrestling regularly for New Japan as a member of the Los Ingobernables faction. The joint promoted tour returns after being canceled in 2020 and 2021 due to travel restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. In news on the upcoming movie The Iron Claw, Aaron Dean Eisenberg, best known for his role on the HBO drama The Deuce, has been cast to play NWA World Champion Ric Flair in the Von Erich family biopic coming next year from A24 Films. Flair was a regular foil of the Von Erich family during the 1980s and lost the NWA title to Kerry Von Erich in a famous 1984 match at Texas Stadium. Eisenberg will be joined in the film by Jeremy Allen White as Kerry Von Erich, Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich, Harris Dickinson as David Von Erich, and Holt McElhaney as Fritz Von Erich. In other supporting roles, it was recently learned that MJF will be playing the role of Lance Von Erich. Actor and stuntman Cassie Louis Serugino will play Bruiser Brody. Independent wrestler Bradley Pierce will play Michael P.S. Hayes. And veteran actor Kevin Anton will play Carly Race. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.